This is Rising Shining. I'm Kelsey. In each episode, I share honest reflections and encouragement that I hope will be a bright spot of your day. You can always find all of my writing at risingshining.com. This is episode 110. Hello, April. Happy April, friends, and happy spring. I hope that spring is finding you in your corner of the world, or fall if you are south of the equator. It's also our 14th wedding anniversary today. No foolin', as our wedding invitation said. Although our spring is perhaps not as dramatic as areas that emerge from snow and ice to find blooming flowers, the desert does have its own spectacular spring if you look for it. In our own little desert yard, we eagerly await the first yellow blooms of our Palo Verde tree to pop, usually in time for our two April birthdays. We're still waiting for the first signs of those. This year, we've been treated to the surprise of two towering bloom stalks from our octopus agaves. The bloom stalks first emerged in January and climbed into the sky, sometimes it seemed by inches a day, until they towered over us. Just this week, their yellow blooms started popping open, in clusters and from the bottom up, and the bees are buzzing around. It makes me so happy. This is exactly the kind of thing that a trained ecologist and plant nerd like me gets jazzed about. Happy spring to me indeed. As we headed into spring break in early March, I noticed a shift in my mood and energy. Life felt easier. I couldn't quite put my finger on why, but I welcomed the feeling. After having a rough entry into the new year, lately the waters have felt calmer. Screen time, chores, and behavior, all of which I wrote about and I will link to, have all felt in pretty good places, with allowances for the very big emotions of our almost four-year-old. As we readied for our spring break trip, I didn't feel overwhelmed at the task list and didn't feel daunted at driving to California with three kids. Are we arriving at the era of golden ages for the kids? I won't go that far or tempt fate, but I'm welcoming this change, whatever it is, and even if it's temporary. But really, there's no time to dwell because the spring crunch is here. What I keep telling myself lately is keep pushing forward. The spring is always busy, this one especially so, but good things are in motion. Gotta keep moving. First, let's revisit my March goals. Here's what I said I would do. Have a summer planning meeting with Chris. Yes, we have started conversations about the summer. Conclusion, summer is expensive. We talked a bit about our summer rhythm and registered the kids for some part-time summer camp as well. I get mild anxiety heading into the summer, but hopefully every year as the kids get older, summer becomes less of a slog and we find more fun. Finish planning and host Maeve's birthday party. I'm writing this the day before her party, but let's assume that all went well and we had a very fun Unicorn Park party. I actually had a bad dream the other night that we were completely unprepared for her park party. No food, no cake, no favors. So Chris made a quick dash to the store for a cake and favors, which turned out to be ill-fitting pajamas. LOL. Next, take the next steps for your year to shine 2025. I didn't make time for this, but it's still top of mind. Start outlining a new workshop. No progress on this either, but still percolating. Get organized for an overhaul of my blog. Some progress. I started organizing my thoughts. And take care of tasks for local political campaigns. I'm bummed that one candidate I was volunteering for has dropped out because of local political dynamics. It's nearly impossible for a non-Republican to win in our area. But I am feeling energized about being involved in the local campaign for public school funding, which failed last year. Don't even get me started, and is critical for our school district. Next, big things happening in April. Our 14-year wedding anniversary. This is such a busy time, but we do have a mini day date planned for today and an upcoming lunch date at a favorite spot. Maeve turns 4. How? Sob! And also, hooray! There were some hard days this past year. My mom kept a journal when I was young, and among her brief entries was the note that, quote, Kelsey had a stormy third year. I could say the same about Maeve, so perhaps like mother, like daughter. And also, sorry, mom. I'm hopeful for calmer seas as we set sail into 4. Dash turns 11. Also, how? I am loving this age for Dash and for me as a mother. It's an incredible experience to see your child grow into their own person and turn out to be someone who makes you laugh, comforts you, and continues to amaze you. Thanks for making me a mom, Dash, my radiant boy. Road trip to see the solar eclipse. 2.5 weeks after returning from our California road trip, we'll hit the road again to drive to Austin to experience the solar eclipse on April 8th. This is a bucket list experience for me, and I'm excited to see it with my little family, among my Austin family, in my parents' beautiful backyard. And solo parent weekends. Chris is taking 2 back-to-back weekend trips this month, so I'll be on solo parent duty. I'm so thankful that solo parenting no longer feels too daunting and even feels fun in a way. I love doing a few special things with the kids and enjoy the post-bedtime solo time to myself as well. I vividly remember I did not feel this way when Chris would travel when the boys were 2 squirrely toddlers. And last, I will share my April goals. I just have 3. First, enjoy my family, our road trip, and our eclipse experience. I'll channel my go with the flow and low expectations mindset from our spring break trip. Work on our 2024 family photo book. I want to do this quarterly, like last year, so that it doesn't feel too daunting. And have a focused work session for a new workshop. It's amazing what you can get done in a few hours of deep work. I need to block out time and follow through. Okay, I'm going to leave it there for this busy month. What are you up to in April, friends? And at the end of this post, I have links to all of my past April goals posts, all the way back to April of 2012. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me. This blog post is linked in the notes of your podcast player, and the post has photos and links. I love to hear from you. Connect with me on Instagram, where I'm Kels Wharton, or leave a comment on this blog post at risingshining.com. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, would you consider sharing it with a friend or on social media? I always love connecting with new listeners. And similarly, your reviews on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen are so appreciated. Until next time, I'm wishing you everyday joys and small wins.